to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
Good afternoon, we're back with the National Intel Report. This is L.B. Bork. Glad you could join us this afternoon. Kelly, can we bring John back up? Can you patch him back into the conference call? There he goes. Okay. Now he can try it again. Skype him. He was trying to Skype me. Okay. Okay. John, if you're listening, let Kelly Skype you. Anyway, we're talking about American nationality before the break here and why you have to be a national of the state. American national is just a blanket term.
Hey,
hey, John's back. Hey, how you doing, John?
Doing well.
Is this connection better? Say something.
I'm good.
Talk to me, man.
Are you there?
Anyway, yep, I'm here.
Okay, good.
Still got a little warbly sound. I don't know what it's coming out like over the air.
Yeah, you do too.
Must have I think it's your connection because Kelly's fine. But anyway, we were talking about American nationality at the top of the hour, the back half of the hour, and I was explaining to people what the term American means. It's just a term that's going to be construed to mean United States national. You know, if you call yourself an American national, you might as well call yourself a United States national, because is not the United States in America the continent? It's very indescript, and that's why a lot of people out there just fail in trying to explain who they are and what they are doing or what they are trying to achieve. And I've seen this time after time the past 13 years, especially, you know, in the past 8 years when I've honed down my positions and my research. Anyway, are you still there, Dave? Dave?
Yes, I'm still here.
You lost. Okay.
Amazing.
Do you have any questions regarding what my dissertation?
Well, no, it helps to clarify the issue because it is a very confusing issue as to terms and descriptions, and I'm trying to apply how a state national would be useful to obtain a passport.
Okay, yeah, that's right. You did ask about the passport issue. Our people are traveling without passports. The only passports that are issued right now are to nationals of the United States. And in the code, which stems from mostly the Nationality Act of 1940,
yes.
A citizen of the United States is a national of the United States. And you'll find that defined in Title 8, Section 1401, and also Title 8, 1101A, I believe it's A23, I think.
Right.
They're synonymous, except there's only two nationals of the United States. And they're American Samoans and the people that live in the Swains Island. So a national of the United States is pretty much a citizen of the United States. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stick with us, Dave. We'll be back in a second or a minute.
The the Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. Yeah. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hi. Am I John Stadtmiller? I don't think so. This is L.B. Bork with People's Awareness Coalition. John was nice enough to let us have Thursdays to talk about issues of law that need to be put out there for the masses to understand. And I'm one of the three people. Desi Andrews is one of them. Got John Ainsworth with me today, who's the other one that talks about these issues. Thanks for joining me, John, today, by the way.
Oh, thanks for asking me to be on.
Yeah, I think you have a good way of putting things, man. I just can't do that. Your analogies are unsurpassed.
Well, thank you very much for that.
You haven't used a good one today yet. Maybe you can do one this time.
Well, I'm not feeling real well today. Today's not a good day.
Okay. Okay, anyway. Dave, do you want to take another crack at the two prongs of citizenship? What do they really give you? Referencing the Supreme Court case of Dred Scott, there were two major things they talked about in there, which the Negroes did not have.
I'm not sure, but it sounds to me that it'd be the right to own property and the right to participate and the right to suffrage.
The latter one is one I was kind of looking for.
Okay. My head is busy right now trying to get around the state national. I'm curious to ask if people that are state nationals are traveling internationally without a passport, what documents are they using to re-enter at the border of the United States?
We use our own self-issued documents.
Okay,
and
that's
done under Apostille. That's another Patriot thing that's going crazy out there. Everyone's using the Apostille. The Apostille is worthless in the United States. It only pertains to countries outside the United States of America. So that's another, what do we want to call it, a Patriot faux pas. That's being, you know, it's one of those hottest things I was talking about. Another one that I heard on the show last week, some guy called in and said, well, you got to get the full poster size copy of the Constitution and use it in court. That's rehashed stuff that was being done 6-7 years ago. Yeah, and here it is up again. It's the late one, maybe one of the latest things that's a real hot thing, or, you know, that's going to work for you. And it's just rehashed Patriot mythology, if you want to call it that.
Well, what is
so you got to be careful who you're listening to and you know what's going on.
What's your position?
I know John's seen a lot of this, and that's the basis of the show today, because we're trying to get people to use their noggins, you know, and not to go off on these tangents. And everything that I profess, I back up with some form of authority or premise. And, you know, there's a fact in law that can be pointed to.
Well, how do you accept or how do you deal with the issue of a state-issued birth certificate, particularly when it requires a federally issued Social Security number in order to obtain one?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't put a number on my child.
Right.
If I, you know, had a child. I know that hospitals are doing this. It puts them in bondage to the system. I read recently that the State Department denounced that they're doing anything with a birth certificate. I disagree with that because my mother, who, by the way, has a passport and it says a nationality on there, American, which is very indescriptive. It's very broad and very vague. It opens up a plethora of legal fictions to be determined. But when she went in to get her passport 5 years ago, they said, we cannot accept your certified birth certificate. You have to go get one reissued. So they reissued it. She was born before the bankruptcy in 1930. So I'm presuming what she did is pledge herself to the debt of the United States by doing so.
Yeah, that's what they're doing to me. They're insisting I get a copy of the birth certificate when I actually have the original certificate of live birth from the hospital. And
they're trying to get you to pledge yourself to the system.
Right, and they will not come back with any authorization by Congress requiring this reissuing of the birth certificate. I'm calling them on this particular situation, and we're going head-to-head. So it'll be interesting how I play this out.
Yes. That's one thing I do for the people in the process. We challenge it based on we think they're using it as commercial paper, and we cancel it.
Yes. Yes. Okay, I'll go to the website. I think it's very interesting, these topics, and I appreciate your discussion on it.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Thank
Ed.
You.
Hey, you know, here's one of the things I think that we've got to come to an understanding of is that it's like in this process of getting a passport is the system, the government's in place now, the usurpers who want to have total control over us, they want to lead us to believe that we have no other choices. You know, you've got to get your certified passport. You've got to go in this direction. And when they do that, unless you know who you are and know that they're trying to mislead you, see, they think they're trying to lead you into your subservience. And until you know that's what they're doing, you don't know how to question it. And this is the education we've got to understand and acquire is who are we? And when they try to force us by saying there's no other option, you have no other option, you have to do this, it's like, wait, we have a conflict here. And this is where we've got to understand who we are, where we came from, and what our status is and what our rights are.
Exactly. Hey, George in New York, are you with us? You want to talk to us? Do you have a question?
Hello, Albie.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
I haven't talked to you
doing?
In a while.
Yeah,
I'm
I guess
good.
So. I'd like to take a crack at answering that question.
Oh, good. Go ahead.
U.S. citizen. Would be a person of a a new creation called a corporate statute person, which was created by government and living and residing in a corporate state, which is in reality a state of, in my situation, New York, which is actually a fiction, the state of mind.
Yeah, that's not what I'm looking for. Take the United States out of the equation. And American law, and generally in all forms of law throughout the world, or under the law of nations, a citizen, like pursuant to the Dred Scott case, has two rights, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear those two prongs, or two rights that they have as being a citizen. Something that the Negroes did not have. The last caller got one of them, or touched on it, but I want to hear both of them. And John, you can't answer.
I'm sitting on my hands, man.
Okay. George, you want to take another stab?
You're saying that they have a right to suffrage?
Yes. That's
and,
one.
The other right would be... as a state national, you're living on the true soils of New York State, or my state. And go ahead.
That's not what I'm looking for. I almost want to get off my hands here and tell everyone. I didn't think it was that hard a question. I guess it is.
Well, I was just trying to address the citizenship as a state national being born on the free soil or soils of the actual state of a place. It's in reality a noun, a person, place, or thing, a state with boundaries. And the other, the U.S. citizenship would be a member of a corporation.
Yeah, you're getting off point. Like I said, the United States really doesn't have it. I'm just asking nothing to do with it. Citizen, yeah. I'm the generality right, the generalities of the rights of a citizen.
Yeah, what are the characteristics of a citizen? Right, I think what people are getting off on is what are the two types of citizenships that are out there versus what are the characteristics of genuine citizenship.
And,
we've lost one of them. And the first one you've mentioned, and that's the most important one, because if we go back to the Declaration of Independence, governments are instituted by the consent of the governed. Okay? If you cannot vote for your representatives, there can be no law. So we're getting an echo now. It's kind of
Somebody's got their radio on. Someone's got the internet on.
Yeah,
turn your volume down,
George. If your radio's on, turn it down, please.
Yeah, I just went into the other room. maybe I'm not understanding what you're looking for. You're saying one suffrage and the other one. I've read the Dred Scott case several times, and it doesn't seem to come to me right now.
What couldn't blacks do besides not vote or have suffrage?
Well, they were offered a mule and 40 acres to become citizens.
I'd go for that now.
Benefit. Yeah, I'd take it today.
I'd take that one in a heartbeat. But anyway, I can't give it to you. I'm sorry. Go back and read the case and get back with us in 10 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. That's a big, long case.
What couldn't blacks do? They couldn't vote.
Right, that's one.
And I know this. I feel foolish. I'm just going to hang up and just hear the answer, then, I guess. Thanks, Shelby. Good talking with you.
Well, yeah, you too. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Greg in Iowa, are you there? You want to talk to us? Maybe you can answer the question.
I am here. I'm going to say, I'm just going to add into what he was doing there. You're asking a question, but I have something else to say. They couldn't vote, and they couldn't own land, is the way I look at it.
That was one of them, but that's not what we're looking for. They instituted under Title 42, which was part of the Reconstruction period or acts.
But the other thing is that on birth certificates, if they come from a hospital, I went through the Navy and everything else, marriage, and my birth certificate was good. When I got to Social Security, they...
Greg, why don't you hold that
good.
Till after the break?
Okay.
Well, yeah, just hold it till after the break, and we'll just talk to everyone on the other side of it.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Good afternoon. We're back on the National Intel Report. This is L.B. Bork. I got John Ainsworth with me today, sitting in for John Stattmiller. Again, we'd like to thank John for putting this time aside on Thursdays for us. Hope you're enjoying the show today. We need some more callers. If you'd like to call in, the number is 1-800-313-9443. And I think John has something to add to that.
Well, yeah, I would just like to say, you know, this media outlet that we're speaking on, RBN Live, there's not many out there. I think we can all can come to that conclusion. There's not a lot of truth radio, truth television, truth media in any way, shape, or form out there. And John Stattmiller has dedicated a large part of his life to getting the truth out to Americans to where we can start learning what's truly going on. And if you want to maintain this outlet, I think that people need to support it. I think you need to support Republic Trading, you know, support the sponsors of this radio station, and even, you know, send in donations to this station. I mean, I've done it myself. I support this radio station, and I think it's vital. It's a vital lifeline if we want to maintain the truth. We've got the Murdochs and people like that out there that we have to fight against, the people that are putting out the deceptions and trying to lead people down the wrong path. So I just want to put my little plug in to support RBN, support Republic Trading. Republic Trading, their phone number is 800-691-7898. And also, you can just call in, send in a pledge to support this. You know, if you don't want to pay taxes, if you want to, you know, quit supporting the beast out there, hey, at least support something. And I would say support RBN.
Hear, hear. Anyway, I'm going to dump this question because it's, I guess it's too hard. I apologize. Maybe I didn't explain myself well enough. But for the three people that have tried to answer it, I'm going to all give them a book, or give them all a book, rather. If they want to call in and tell Kelly their name and address, I will send all three of you. I know George in New York and Greg in Iowa is one of them. Are you still with us, Greg? Hello?
I'm here.
It's not. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
Anyway, to answer the question, it's the two prongs is political rights, which is participation in elections, or being a member of Congress, states, legislature, et cetera, and using the court systems. Of course, the first part we've had taken away. We can still use the court systems as a disfranchised national, a state national. However, we have to be very careful on how we enter the court. And, for instance, the Supreme Court has original jurisdiction. I'm not talking about the way the Patriots misuse the term. A lot of Patriots refer to original jurisdiction as pre-14th Amendment or de jure jurisdiction, but that's another misapplication. The same as the straw man terminology is a misapplication of terminology. Original jurisdiction means the court has priority jurisdiction or first dibs at it, if you want to call it that. The Supreme Court has original jurisdiction for state nationals when they go against them in the state, or the state does something against us. If you don't have your status corrected, of course, you're at the will of the state or the court. Anyway, did you have something? I'm sorry, I cut you off. I think you're going to say something, Greg.
Yes, I was born in 1940, and I was given a birth certificate at the hospital, and it just happened to be a hospital that was a Catholic hospital, although I wasn't Catholic. And when I went to school, I showed the birth certificate, and it was accepted. When I went into service, it was accepted. When I got married, it was accepted. And when I got to Social Security, they rejected it and said I had to have a new birth certificate. So I went down and got what would be a state-issued birth certificate, essentially. And I got the impression that the statists have gotten over to the point where they won't recognize any religion in any fashion on the part of the state. And so they were rejecting these birth certificates that were from religious hospitals, which used to be acceptable. But they're getting down to where they're, I don't know what you would call it, their zealousness. They absolutely want to reject religion to the point where even the birth certificate has to be recognized by the state, so to speak, and they will not recognize a religious birth certificate is what it amounted to.
Greg, let me ask this one question real quick. What year did you come across this situation?
This happened, I was Social Security about 3.5 years ago, 3 years ago.
Okay.
And
what in the world are you doing being born in 1940 getting a Social Security card?
I didn't get one in 1940. I got birth certificate in 1940.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're born in 1940. The average person has a Social Security number well before then.
Well,
did you not have one, or were you reapplying?
Well,
I'm not saying we need to get one. Please don't get me wrong.
Are you saying
a
Social Security number now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, my Social Security number came after I was out of the when I was in high school, which would be in the 50s, and the applying for Social Security, they want you to bring your birth certificate down, even if they do have a record of your contributions, and show it to them to qualify. And when I handed them my hospital birth certificate, they said, "That's not good enough." And I said, "It was good enough to go to school. It was good enough to go in the service. It was good enough to get married. Now you're telling me it's not good enough." And they said, "Yes, it's not good enough. You have to have one from the state."
Stick with us, Greg, through this break.
Yeah. Come back.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Back. Greg in Iowa, you want to wrap things up? We have a lot of people that want to chime in here. Only got a half hour left.
Go ahead. Do you want? I'm done. I'm pretty much done. Other than I would say to you that I asked was what was going to qualify me to prove I'm a citizen. And I think if I recall correctly, they wanted a DD-214 and my driver's license for proof of citizenship, which is interesting. They're only state-issued documents, but they really wouldn't prove I was born in the United States the way I look at it. But that was good enough to get a new birth certificate.
We have to remember the states are political subdivisions of the federal government. So if you can prove that you are within the states as they are now, then you are in the federal government.
So, I would go along with that, but I'm not a citizen necessarily because I could have been a Mexican. And that means I'm inside the state, but I'm not really a citizen of the federal government. So,
by legal fiction, you are.
So anyway, what I'm saying to you essentially is that the statists are making sure religion gets pushed out of the picture, so to speak, with government and with society. Doing everything
we have
they can
an officially godless state. We have officially godless courts, and we have officially godless schools.
Not exactly. They will replace what you would call God with a man God. In other words, I was taught in the service that the
you're
reason
right.
we have a God is to make sure no man in our government becomes a demigod, which is a demigod is a person who wants to be God that's a human being. And that's what they would like to replace God with. Their own
and you're right. You're absolutely right. That
that's
they
what
have,
being statism about, is the idea that a human being can be a superior being and rule over others without any, you know, no accountability. So that's where they're headed. They're a bunch of damn fools.
They're heading there?
Yeah, they're there.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Yeah. Let me just say one thing Greg was talking about also is there's a common saying, a common quote out there, you can be ruled by God or you can be ruled by tyrants. It's up to you to choose. And I choose to be ruled by God.
Hear, hear. That was William Penn that said that. Woody in Kansas.
LB and John.
Yes, sir.
Woody.
Yeah. Good afternoon, guys.
Hello.
Very, very interesting show.
Thank you.
First, I just want to say, you know, thanks to both of you guys. You guys have put a lot of effort into this topic, and, you know, you've helped a lot of people. Just wanted to say thanks, you know.
Thanks, Woody.
Hey, you gave up on us too early on the question.
You had the answer?
Well, I guess what I was going to say, I guess it was probably a similar thing that what I remember the key thing of the case was that they ruled that that he had no standing, and that they told him that it was invalid for him to file a suit because he had no standing at law.
Right.
And I thought that was a key thing to that whole case.
Yes, that's the part two that I was getting after.
Yeah.
But
you're
that's
just
one thing.
Giving up on us, and I'm hanging on the phone on wait, and I'm like, no, don't say it. Anyway.
Woody, I'll buy a book from LB and send it to you. I'm serious about that. Go ahead.
I'll pitch into it. It doesn't matter.
We've
sent out 50 this week, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah,
the last person we're going to do that for. It's not going to be everyone come on. So yeah. I have the answer to it.
Yeah. Well, hey, the last caller, I guess, kind of segues into my question that I had. And I assume, LB, that on your process that you would denounce the social slave number or the SSN. Or?
Thing, though. We cover blanket with all the adhesion contracts or contracts that we've entered into based on fraud, and it all stems from what they've done through the 14th Amendment.
There's
an article, I don't know who's read it, today's show at packinlaw.org. If you go to the main page and look at the bottom under RBN, 14th Amendment Section 2 is explained, and basically it's a total fraud. They've conned everyone into participating, and it actually says in the 14th Amendment Section 2 that it's a crime to vote, and what people are doing is rebelling against the Republic when they are voting.
Right. But I guess so. You guys, do you give up the SSN? The whole thing.
Yes. And, yes.
Okay.
You
so
cannot
that,
use that number.
Right. And
there's only two people that can hold that number: citizens of the United States, which are federal or national citizens, as John was explaining, and aliens admitted permanent residents.
Right.
So by operational law, that makes you, if it looks like a duck and acts like a duck, it's a duck.
And I was assuming that was probably the case. So that kind of leads to my next question: and is people that have gone through this process, are they able to open like a bank account or a brokerage account without that number?
Yes. There's several banks that will take. John sent me an article, matter of fact, a few weeks ago on that exact issue.
Okay.
What's so interesting about that article, LB?
How about like a brokerage account to trade, you know, stocks and securities?
Well,
and stuff?
That's playing in the system, and that's another touchy subject. I don't like to get into that. I haven't personally not had a bank account since 1983. I hate banks. Even before I got in the movement, I didn't like banks. So I stay away from them. That's my personal, preference, whatever you want to call it. But that's part of the system, okay? If you want to play that game, I suppose you could. It's best to set up a trust to act as the go-between you and that activity. But you're going to have to get a tax number and pay taxes on it.
The trust would get that number
then,
right?
Yes.
Okay. But I guess they don't pay a tax then, right? They distribute, you know, they don't make a profit. They distribute everything to the beneficiaries.
Yes, which it's very cloudy, and I don't advise those type things. I think the system's evil. I don't advise people to play in it.
And I agree.
If you want to go down and start an auto body shop with your neighbor and invest in that, that's a partnership. That's where you're not in the satanic.
Yeah.
There's where you place your stock, not on public market stock.
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't quite understand, you know, the reluctance there, but, you know, it's a way to participate in ownership of, you know, companies. And, I'm just wondering why someone who was a state, national wouldn't be able to participate in those opportunities as well.
Well, he can. I'm just saying I don't advise it.
Uh-huh.
System, period. End of story. Enough said.
Okay.
That's my personal commitment.
Yeah, I tell you what, we just got a couple minutes left. Let's why don't you go ahead and move on down the line with the callers, LB.
Was it? We're,
all right. Well, hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, Woody.
Yeah. Dick in Texas?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, this is Dick. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I love your show, 4 to 6 Central RBN's best time on radio, rather. I guess I am a citizen of the United States by contract, not knowing any better, because I signed up for a Social Security number and had my Social Security taxes, paid my income taxes for many, many years before there was RBN, and now I'm in my 60s, and I'm collecting Social Security, and I really can't afford to get out of the system. And am I stuck forever being a U.S. citizen, even if I want to or not, because I need the money to live on?
To me, if you accept the liability, you accept the or if you accept
the benefits,
you accept the liability. Right. I mean, it's kind of like, think of a slave who's on a plantation. Because that's exactly what we are. We're on the federal plantation. You know, if they accept, okay, I want master's food, I want his clothing, I want his housing, I want him to take care of me, then you've got to accept the fact that your status that you're putting yourself into as a slave. Unfortunately, the government has done exactly to you what it's doing to everyone, to where they feel their only option is, and we've worked ourselves into the position of, I can only afford to be a slave now. And this is where we've got to start, you know, breaking free. And you know, it's a very, very difficult situation. It's ingenious what they've done to us, to where we desire our bondage now. We want the benefits. Therefore, we have to give up our freedom. We've got to become self-sufficient. To become free is to become self-sufficient. And we've got to start working in that direction.
By the way, what John just mentioned was a common law maxim. Those who take benefit of something will share the liability in that benefit. And that's part and parcel of the Social Security system.
It's an absolutely unfortunate situation that we've worked ourselves into, but this is the present situation.
Yeah, another case you might want to read, even though I don't believe in case law, it's one the Supreme Court uses. It's kind of a rule of thumb. The Ashwander versus Tennessee Valley Authority case, they said anyone that takes benefit of a statute will not reach constitutional grounds. In other words, if they're in the private system, they cannot claim their constitutional rights are being violated. So that's why a lot of these people are losing cases.
So my, my choice is now accept my Social Security check or abandon my house and live in a tent. That's basically my two choices now.
If that's how you've structured yourself up to this point.
Well, I didn't have you around in 1950.
Oh, I know. No, like I said, it's a very unfortunate situation.
If I'd been away, I wouldn't have paid Social Security, and I wouldn't have paid income taxes, and I'd be financially very independent right now.
No, we understand that, and I am not in any way, shape, or form trying to say what you've done is wrong. You know, you've done what we have been told. The problem is we've been lied to. And unfortunately, it's like when a con man comes and says, hey, I'll pave your driveway for $200 or $2,000. You give him the $2,000 and he runs off. Unfortunately, buyer beware. And in this country, government, which is supposed to be there to protect and guarantee us our rights, has gone out of its way to coerce us out of our rights.
Okay.
It's a vile government.
Yep.
And they've done this to us. And but I would say don't give up the fight, because the issue still is you need to get involved in the fight. You need to start learning the truth. And we need to start looking at what are our options. What are your options? You know, it's near and dear to your heart. You need to start looking into what else can you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I tell people when I interview them for status correction. I generally tell them if they don't have a means to support themselves or a family that will help them out, like God intended, that they stay in the system and not bother with it, but still educate other people. That's what you can do.
Okay, so I can educate my children, but
sure.
I'm pretty much stuck in the system more because I'm not independently wealthy, and I do depend on my Social Security check to come through.
Yeah.
Also, have to, everything I have is going to be put up to auction, and I'll be gone.
Yes.
Think of it this way. Think of citizens in Germany during the Nazi reign.
Yeah.
When a lot of people came to the conclusion that, hey, this is an evil, vile government, there was resistance in a multitude of ways. And you can go into even the Schindler's List type concept of, hey, if you're in the system, still resist by some method. So, you know, and that's what we've got to start getting some ingenuity at.
Okay,
is how do we resist and not just say, you know, I can't help it, I'm in the system, and then just keep participating in it, which really is turning your back against or turning your back on the problem and say, I'm just going to participate in it. I'm still getting too much benefit from it to really resist it.
Yes. We have other callers, Dick.
Okay, thank you much.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Mike in Maryland, you're on RBN. Mike, are you there?
Hi, I have difficulty getting this frequency, but I have a question, and I'm enjoying listening to your program. I understand you're giving out some information. You've got some booklets or something you're sending down?
Yes, it's on the Pack and Law website if you want to check it out.
Okay, I have to order it on the website?
Yes.
Okay, what website is that?
People's Awareness Coalition, PACINLAW.org.
P-I-C?
No, P-A-C, People's Awareness Coalition.
People's?
PAC.
Okay, People's Awareness Coalition.com?
No, in law.
Oh, in law.
If you type People's Awareness Coalition into Google, you'll find it. It comes up first.
Well, because I want to get, you know, my state citizenship and get my birth certificate.
You want to check your state nationality. That's what there is no state citizenship. John claims there is, and there is to an extent, but that's why I don't go there after my research told me that state nationality. Your citizenship technically has been pruned or curtailed or taken away from you because we cannot participate in the body politic without participating in an unlawful system. Your birthright gives you your nationality, though.
Okay.
Yeah, this is what gives, you know, my position is that through Reconstruction, they forcibly, without law, outside of law and in violation of law, in fact, as an act of treason, annulled states, created new states, which they try to force us to participate in. And I say the remedy in law is to start participating in your lawful government. But first of all, you have to reestablish that. And in order to reestablish that, you have to understand where you lost it and why you have a right to reestablish that.
Okay, because I really...
So I can say just you can look at our website at ncrepublic.org.
ncrepublic.org?
Yeah.
Okay, because I heard that if you get a ticket from a cop, you can just write on the ticket, you know, we're supposed to send them the money, you can write on the ticket, I refuse to contract with the state of Maryland or whatever. And in essence, tell them to take a hike. Is that true?
Let's don't get into those issues.
I would
on
say
the show.
No.
We got a bunch of other callers we should get to.
But I would say no. I mean, that's it's a deep topic, and it's not something we need to get into the last 10 minutes of a program.
Yeah.
Call us next Thursday.
Okay. Carl in California. You there?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
I have the answer to your question, too. I felt bad that you gave it too fast. Dred Scott did not have the right to bring any action in the court.
Right.
because he wasn't considered a person. Well, not a person, but he
citizen.
He did. He's citizen. There was no such thing as a citizen in those. I guess I'm not sure. I know some of this stuff, but you guys have clarified a lot. That's what's happening today. I think there is no remedy. The citizen has no remedy in court. I deal with a lot of, look at a lot of cases, and I went through one myself. There is no remedy in our courts today.
I would disagree.
I would disagree also.
And let me go to my position again. We feel that you're right in the popular perception that you have no remedy, but unfortunately we're coming up on a break, and I guess we'll just have to talk about it after the break. We'll just have a couple minutes left, and we'll try to zip through this.
Yeah, we'll get to Gail right after the break. Continue on the Carl's thing. Anyway, come back with us. Thanks.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back. We have very little time left. We've got a couple callers left. I'd like to remind the people that called in for the Red Amendment. I promised to send each one of you, because the question was poorly presented, I guess. If you want to call in and give Barb your address, we'll get those out to you. Anyway, Carl in California, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Make it quick, please, because we've got a couple other people we got to
well,
get in.
Well, it's hard to chime into all these different comments, but a big comment I'd like to make on the fellow that had the birth certificate problem,
mm-hmm.
that he didn't get it. He didn't. He had to show his birth certificate later on in life when he wanted Social Security. He had never been delivered His bill of lading was never issued. That's why they had to have it. He finally had to be delivered when he was 62 and get his birth certificate. That's the problem.
It's similar to what thing that happened to my mother. Anyway, yeah, is that it?
Well, also, I think we're talking about state. There's a California state or whatever state, and there's a state of California, which we have to know which one we're in.
Well, you're not in either. You live in the country of California. That's another misconception.
Okay, all right. A state is
read some of my papers on that. You'll find out the real truth.
So a state is being a country.
They want you to think you live in the state. You don't live in the state. You live in the country of California.
Well,
there has to be some kind of nexus that brings you into the state for whatever matter that's being looked at or whatever by the courts or the agency.
But can't they say the state of Luxembourg or state of Israel? Isn't that like a country use of the word?
No, state means government. Or
state means
the political, it's not even political establishment. It's the infrastructure, which is also the republic. When you say republic, it also means the government.
What's our liability
where we get
the benefits, by the way? I wanted to ask you that, and you can go. I can go.
Okay, go ahead.
What's our liabilities that we get our benefit of the Social Security? The guy says, well, I have to get my Social Security because I need it. I'm kind of that boat, too. But what is my liability? Not having rights, not having redress in court, not having that stuff? Is that my liability?
You politically align yourself with a government that has no foundation in law. Which is
no
fundamental problem that we have here. And also, anytime you're involved in a government, you're required to do what it says. And now you make yourself subject to all of its laws, all of its policies, all of its procedures, and you're forced to pay taxes to it because you recognize it as legitimate. And so it's the set of liabilities is all the problems that we basically talk about on this network.
Yeah. Except the government doesn't have laws, gentlemen. It has statutes. The law only comes from above.
Okay,
I agree with that. They believe they are above. They believe they are our God, and that's the problem.
But they have a statute.
Yeah. Thanks, Carl.
Yep.
Call again. Gail in Tennessee, quickly.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you doing this evening?
We're pretty good, I think.
For the blacks, they had two problems. They could not vote, and they had no recourse for redress. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right. I have not voted. I'm 50 years old, almost 51. I've not voted my whole life.
Good for you.
Have not held a driver's license in over 10 years. Have not made enough money to pay taxes in a long time.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, isn't it?
Well, I'd like to see you make money, but not...
I am qualified for disability, but when I found out what I would be giving away to get the disability, I said, go screw yourself.
Okay. We need more women like you.
Huh?
We need more women like you.
I know, dear. But all I'm going to say...
A lot more. We need men like you.
Yes. And what I'm going to say tonight to everyone is if we will just sit down and do nothing for one day a week, and then it becomes 2 days a week, and then three, and then four... I think these big corporations will get the message.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, sit down and do nothing. Do not buy, sell, or trade in their satanic occult.
Hear, hear.
Okay.
Yes.
Have a good evening,
Thanks
gentlemen. I loved your show today.
Thank you. Anne in New Mexico. Make it real quick. We got about 30 seconds.
Or less.
Sorry, Anne.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work. You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.